Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's just...
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, reporting from the road. I'll be back co-hosting with Owen from the road on Thursday. But again, today and tomorrow, I'll be filing video and audio reports on the major developments happening in our world. Coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to lay out what's really behind the big freakout going on with the national debt, the debt ceiling, and the bonds. Will there be a big default? This is all part of what the globalists call the managed decline of the West. But really, it's a managed decline of the entire world and the destruction of the Western Renaissance, our social contract of upper mobility and an egalitarian system that believes in empowering humanity. This is a totalitarian, transhumanist death cult. And the reason humanity is in so much trouble is because we will not admit to ourselves that true evil exists. And when methodologies of total evil and corruption are being carried out against us, we will not come to grips with the fact that we are truly facing absolute, pure, total corruption. And a scientifically deployed system that is designed to bring in the end of humanity as we know it. That is what we're facing. And any rational person that even scientifically studies what's happening comes to that conclusion. Then you study the Bible and history and our enemies, and they are a consortium of people following what can only be called satanic principles. So Owen is about to host the rest of the segment. I'll be back to give you my breakdown on the other side. Please stay with us, because remember, folks, if you're watching or listening to this broadcast, you are the resistance.
Thank you, Alex. We are now live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And we are just loaded with news today. False flags abound. And it's hard to separate what is real and what is fake. But, you know, as just kind of a starter for today, yesterday there was something fake. And, you know, over the years, you learn how to differentiate what's fake and what's real. It is perhaps harder now than ever just because there is so much fake stuff out there. But it's like there's real videos out there, for example, of on September 11th, 2001, and there's real videos out there of the Pentagon. And you can clearly tell there was no plane that went into the Pentagon. There's no plane damage. There's no plane parts. Those are real. But that somehow doesn't have an impact. That somehow doesn't make a mark. But yesterday, there was a fake image. It was an AI-generated image of an explosion at the Pentagon. And I saw it, and I looked it up, and there was no report, so I knew it was fake. But it went viral on the Internet. People kept sharing it on Twitter. And now the headline today, stock market takes a brief tumble after fake AI-generated photo on fake Bloomberg Twitter account shows explosion at Pentagon this morning. Now, that was yesterday. But see, there's a lesson in this. Oh, okay, this isn't just about a fake AI image that people thought was real and got tricked and then maybe affected the stock market. No, think about it like this. Think about this as like a key, a map key into how the propaganda works, how the globalist propaganda works. They run fake stuff all the time that then has a real world impact. So this is just some, probably some person that makes the fake AI Pentagon thing, it goes viral, has a little impact. No, the globalists do this stuff intentionally, and it makes perfect.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, reporter for The Road. Owen Schroyer with a raft of very informative guest information is going to be taking over here in just a few minutes. Now, later in the hour, I'm going to air a speech that was just given at the European Union Parliament dealing with the fact that leftist, woke, transgenderism culture is part of a globalist communist takeover of the means of production right down to the human beings themselves. This is a absolutely key speech that is 100% dead on. That is coming up. Also, the former deputy national security advisor really did a great job over the weekend on Fox News, the videos on InfoWars.com, laying out exactly what all these new documents and the Durham report confirms, that we've had a coup in America and the deep state is planning to steal the next election. They've even said they are. So we're in a coup, but America is waking up to the fact that we're under a coup. That's coming up. But first off, everybody's asking, will the U.S. default on the national debt? Will the bond market crash? Will Moody's downgrade the United States? Will we officially become Mexico or Venezuela or worse? And the answer is no. That's not going to happen next week. I do not believe they're going to default the national debt. They're going to jack it back up. The Democrats are asking for a huge number. The Republicans are asking for another giant number, but not as big. But make no mistake, both parties have gone along with increasing the national debt massively. In fact, Trump, one of the things he did that was wrong was basically go along with this. But in the last 2.5 years of Biden, they have printed more than half the money ever printed or ever issued in the history of the United States. So it accelerated, obviously, the last 30 years, got incredibly bad under Obama, got bad under Trump, continued the acceleration, and it's just gone off the deep end since then. And all around the world, coordinated central banks are all devaluing their currencies. And in the short term, using it to buy up all the infrastructure, all the intellectual property, the media, and basically give unlimited funding to their woke cult. But I do not believe that they will default now. They are just training us and getting us ready for this into the future, but they're not quite ready to roll out their central bank digital currencies. They're still testing them in China. They're still testing them in places like Italy. They're starting to roll them out. It's all part of the universal basic income, social credit score control grid. But, yes, we're very, very close. If you go to basically most restaurants, most shops, particularly in large cities or even mid-sized towns, they'll tell you, sorry, credit card only, and all the regular checkout lanes will be shut down that are human checkout lanes, and it's all self-serve, and they have signs up saying, hey, sorry, you can't use cash. I was in two different drugstores yesterday because I was trying to use cash. This is a means of fighting the globalists, just at the micro level, and both of them, both a Vons and a CVS, would not take cash. And I had to call a manager over, make them open up the lane, and make them take the cash. And he said, in the future, they will not be doing that. So I better get used to it. So this is all about control. Everybody knows it. It's completely and totally predatory. This is the designed, managed decline of civilization. And I know as listeners, you know that, but the general public still doesn't understand that the globalists believe a major crash and major wars coming. So in their methodology, they want to trigger smaller wars and controlled crashes. That's their argument for tyranny, so that they control the booms and busts. And, of course, consolidate power and make themselves fabulously rich. But in the final equation, it's about cutting off resources to humans to starve us to death. All over the Western world, they're shutting down 10, 20, 30% of the farms each year. Within 5 or 6 years, there'll basically be no farms. But don't worry, they've got the bug factories, the big bug warehouses where they raise the bug protein coming online. So it won't matter if you want beef. It won't matter if you refuse the bugs. In their system, you'll have to eat the bugs because that's all that's going to be available. Total dystopia. And remember, that's what the lockdowns were about. Getting you used to dystopia. Getting you used to not being able to leave your house. Getting you used to doing things that are classical tyranny. That's why they're building all the emergency COVID camps around the world. They're expanding as we speak. Getting ready for the next disease they're going to release. And the UN's been openly bragging about that. So there's many angles to this, but it's all part of the larger shutting down of industrial society to carry out depopulation. The globalists will be exempt. We, the people, will be total slaves. Look at Ireland. They've now introduced legislation to outright ban all private air travel, saying it's bad for the earth. And then only commercial planes will be able to operate. We'll pay a large carbon tax. They're taking everything away. And until people realize it's being done by increments, we cannot stop it. But once people realize it's being done by successful approximation, we can become aware of it and struggle to fight the thousands of different ways they're attacking us. But each one of those little attacks combines into a larger attack. Only full awareness of this can set us free. More special reports I'll introduce coming up. But first, Owen Schroyer is here with the latest breaking news.
Thank you, Alex. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what we have in the news. How do you, I mean, this is so out of control. Like I said at the opening, false flags abound. And I mean, the stuff we see is so ludicrous now that nobody is really buying it at all. But who's ever running these operations is obviously still in operational mode. I mean, even with this Patriot Front group that seems to have no clear identity or leader, and they show up and it's a bunch of fit dudes in the khaki matching outfits with their face masks covering their faces, and it's like, well, what part of the movement is this? Where do these guys come from? But see, it's the same propaganda. These are white supremacists. These are Trump supporters. These are Republicans. These are conservatives. These are your enemies. And then you've got all these instances now where they try to tie it to Nazism, which, again, gets down to this problem we have now in our society that words have no meaning. When they call somebody a Nazi, as they're saying, this individual that crashed a U-Haul was a white supremacist neo-Nazi. Oh, yeah, people love renting U-Hauls from Missouri and then crashing them in D.C. and then leaving a Nazi flag on the ground outside. That's what they do. That makes sense. But again, it's the same propaganda. They want you to think that these Nazis are everywhere and that's your average Trump voter, Republican voter, which is obviously just absurd. That's propaganda. But words have no meaning anymore. What do they mean when they say Nazi? Do they mean that it's a German soldier with loyalties to Adolf Hitler and the motherland? Is he fighting for the motherland? The Deutschland? No. No, his name was Sai Varshith Kandula from Chesterfield, Missouri, where there actually is a large Indian-American population. They do well out there. They make good money. Oh, that's a Nazi. Oh, maybe he's a National Socialist then. Because I don't think 19-year-old Sai Varshith Kandula is working in Hitler's army. I just We can all agree on that, right? I mean, he's not actually in the SS. He's not actually a Nazi. So is he a National Socialist then? You call him a Nazi, so then, I mean, he's not from Germany. He's not wearing a Hugo Boss SS uniform. He's not heiling Hitler with Adolf Hitler giving a speech. So what do you mean you call him a Nazi? So is he a National Socialist? Oh, so he's a socialist. So he's a leftist. Oh, okay. Is that what you're saying? No. Words have no meaning anymore. And so now they've taken this word Nazi, and all it really means now, well, it really doesn't mean anything. It's a projection. It's a projection. You know a Nazi is bad. So it's a projection onto their political opposition, which at this point is anything to the right of trans kids surgeries, abortions for all, and you name the rest. So I didn't even get into the rest of the news, but...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Waterfront today, and what is going to be coming up on the Alex Jones Show, including Alex Jones himself. He's going to respond to what a former security advisor said about how bad the corruption truly was with the Durham report and how bad it truly is under Biden. And really, I think the story that's being missed here is that I don't know if Obama is the origin. I don't know if Obama is the alpha. But Obama was certainly the nucleus of the entire, what ended up being the entire Russian hoax, Russian collusion narrative that then led to the political persecution, the spying, Crossfire Hurricane, and everything else. So yeah, Hillary Clinton and her people were running the opposition research, and Hillary Clinton and her people were running the attacks on Donald Trump. Obama turned it into a government, federal government bureaucracy operation against Donald Trump, against the will of the people. It was Obama. And so that's kind of missing from this thread and this understanding now. So Alex is going to be commenting on that coming up in the first hour. Then in the second hour, the speech that Alex is talking about, where a gentleman shows how the modern day trans movement is Maoism. Alex is going to be introducing that and playing that in the second hour as well. Now, again, I got into this in the first segment. I'm not going to spend too much time because I want to cover it and then tell you what else is coming up, too, in the news. 19-year-old Missouri man arrested in U-Haul crash at White House security barriers. And the optics of this are so absurd. The gentleman's name is Sai Varshith Kandula. And, yes, I mean, he appears to be an Indian-American, just like his name would suggest. And so he's now the latest Nazi white supremacist that the left wants you to think are running around everywhere. But here's what we need to understand. When the media and the left say Nazi, they don't mean Nazi. When the media and the left say white supremacist, they don't mean white supremacist. They mean conservative. They mean Republican. They mean Trump supporter. But for them to come out and say, look at this Trump supporter that crashed the U-Haul with a Nazi flag, that's just a little too obtuse. That's just a little too obvious. So they play this little nuanced game of connections, and they hit you with the propaganda. Trump supporters are Nazis. 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 And they just boom, 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 just hit you with it. And then, oh my gosh, here's this 19-year-old crashes a U-Haul truck. Oh my gosh, and now there's a Nazi flag out on the streets. Oh, see, Nazis are everywhere. And then they're just expecting in your head, you're making that connection. Oh, it's a Nazi. Oh, it's a Trump supporter. So they don't have to say the ludicrous, which is, look at this 19-year-old Trump supporter, because nobody would believe that. But of course, nobody believes that that's a Nazi either. It's all propaganda. Now, what's the real story? Who really knows at this point? I don't even think it matters, quite frankly. Because at the end of the day, it's the same story. The media is lying to you. The left wing is lying to you. They're putting out these red herrings, these straw men, so that they can point at and scream and say, that's your enemy. It doesn't even really exist. And so then they go up there and they punch a straw man and they say, see how strong I am? I'm defending you. So that's going on. There's some big economic news today, and it's just there's things that you're experiencing in life now, and it's also all over the news. And I was just looking at the housing market here in Austin, and I'm a homeowner, and I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, just holy smokes, the housing market in Austin has truly crashed. It has truly crashed. I mean, there's still some areas where you might do okay, but it's not looking so good. Because if you bought a house, nobody's buying houses really since Biden took over. And that's just a sign of the economic times and the difference between when Trump was president and when Biden is president. And so I saw it in the news today. U.S. housing market sees biggest one-year drop in a decade. In a decade. Now, this can be recovered, but that's big news that needs to get a lot more attention. And now also the mortgage rates are going up as well. That's just some of the economic news. Major layoffs going on still. Democrats increasing your taxes. That doesn't help anything. So we got that coming up. Now, there was this story. I didn't get to it yesterday, but there's some other stories in the news today that I think it applies to, so maybe it was better off. Poll shows how radically different Americans' opinions are from liberal corporate media narratives. And so, basically, the phenomenon here is, if you watch the media and you believe the media, then your view of what Americans really think and feel is wrong. But the problem is, if you don't understand that paradigm, you fall into the trap that thinking the things the left is promoting are popular, like trans kids or the war in Ukraine or all this other garbage. It's not popular. It never was popular. It was media propaganda hyping it up, amplifying it so that you think it's popular, even though it's not. Poll shows how radically different Americans' opinions are from liberal corporate media narratives. So I got all kinds of examples of that in the news today as well. The next pandemic will be even deadlier than COVID, says the World Health Organization. Why hasn't anybody just shut them down already? So we got some other news on the health stuff. Some big news when it comes to election and the voting process we're going to be covering. And man, I'm just as sick. Oh my gosh. And it's not even Pride Month yet. I'm just as sick of the LGBTQ plus pedophile thing that I just, after covering it yesterday for probably like an hour, I'm thinking to myself last night, I can't cover it again today. And then it's just all over the news. I mean, it's just everywhere. And it's not even Pride Month yet, and you're just drowning in the LGBTQ plus pedophile propaganda. I mean, it's just insane. And it's not even Pride Month yet. So it's just, this June, this Pride Month, folks, is going to be so absurd because they know their time is short now. They know their sexual propaganda, perversions, and grooming of children. They know that the clock is running out. So they're just going hog wild, man. I mean, they are just going hog wild with it. So we got that in the news today as well, including some other important video clips on this Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in today.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth.
back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So yesterday, there was a fake image, an AI-generated image of an explosion at the Pentagon. That ended up getting shared a lot on Twitter and then had stories written about it on the internet. And it was fake. And it actually had a impact on the stock market that day. It really did recover, but in that hour or two when that was going viral, it did impact the stock market. And so why am I talking about this? Because you have to understand that while that might have been some isolated individual that pulled off a prank, the impact was real. And we have a government, the U.S. government, federal government, that runs real psyops and real false flags to make real world impact seemingly every day now. And so if you understand the dynamic of a fake image that leads to a stock market crash, then you understand why the media today is telling you that a neo-Nazi white supremacist named Sai Varshith Kandula crashed a U-Haul into a structure in Washington, D.C. Same reason why they tell you January 6th was an insurrection. Same reason why they tell you Donald Trump is a racist. Same reason why the media lies to you every day. They do it to have a real world impact. So, again, an individual making a fake AI photo of the Pentagon with an explosion outside for whatever intended purposes, that looks like it's probably an isolated incident, an isolated individual. The U.S. government does this intentionally. The U.S. media does this intentionally to you, directed at you every day to have a real world impact that is permanent. Because nobody ends up coming out and saying, oh, that's not true. Donald Trump's not a racist. No, they double down, triple down. They tell you it for 5 years, 10 years. Nobody's going to come out and correct the record and say, hey, conservatives and Christians and Trump voters and Republicans, they're not Nazis. They're not white supremacists. That was fake. That was fake. Nope, nobody's correcting that. So that's the real-world AI Pentagon explosion video, except that's real-world federal government liberal propaganda intended to make a real-world political impact and a permanent one at that. Take the Russian collusion hoax. Again, totally fake. Trump never colluded with Russia. Had a real-world impact. But are we understanding that now? Do we have a general understanding? Everybody knows today that that image of the explosion at the Pentagon is fake. There is no doubt. That's settled. Fake image. Was no explosion. Well, Donald Trump never colluded with Russia. That's as fake as that AI photo of an explosion outside the Pentagon. But is that the universal understanding today? Is that the general consensus for every American today? No. Because the people that ran the fake Russian collusion hoax did it with intention to be a permanent impact. Not like some individual that puts a fake explosion at the Pentagon, probably as a prank, that ends up having a momentary real-world impact. Now we know it's fake. The fake Russian collusion hoax is still impacting our country, and we all can't come to the conclusion that it was fake. It was fake. Trump-Russia collusion is as real as the AI-generated photograph of an explosion outside the Pentagon. The difference being, we all know that that was a fake photo. Some people still believe in the big lie of Trump-Russia collusion. And so there are, I mean, examples of this everywhere. Now, today, it's the white supremacist thing. You know, it's just an amazing thing, isn't it? Again, words have no meaning. Nazi doesn't mean Nazi. White supremacist doesn't mean white supremacist. They both mean the same thing now. It's code word for conservatives, Christians, white men, Trump voters, Republicans. But they know you're not going to believe all these lies just straight up at face value if they say it's about your Republican neighbor or your Christian family members or your friend that's a Trump voter. But see, they make the connection and they say Trump supporters racist, Trump supporters Nazis. And then they run their hoaxes and they say, look, there's a Nazi. And they just want that with the psychological operations against you for your brain to make that connection, even if it's subconsciously. Just say, oh, look, there's a Nazi. Oh, I was told Nazis are Trump supporters. So Trump supporters are Nazis. And wow, that must be a Trump supporter. even though it's all fake. And so they're doing it again. But let's look back. This was last week. This was last week on the Atlantic.com website. Latinos can be white supremacists. Latinos can be white supremacists. These words no longer have meaning, folks. What is a white supremacist? By definition, it's not how it's getting used here. So you're telling me, if I go talk to, in this case, they're talking about the shooter from a couple weeks ago in Dallas that some people think might have just been a fan of manga, I think is what it's called. It's like anime comic books and stuff that feature Nazi stuff in it all the time. It's like part of that culture. It's a totally different world. And they have Nazi symbolism and Nazi all over this stuff. And some people think he was just a big comic book guy. And maybe that's why he liked it, because he was into manga. I'm not a big expert on that stuff. But really, do you think that individual, if you walked up to him and you said, hey, you're a white supremacist, aren't you? What do you think he would say? Do you think he would say, yep, I think white people are the best thing on the planet and everything else is inferior? No, that's ludicrous. He's not a white supremacist. Liberals are liars. It's the fake AI-generated image of an explosion outside the Pentagon. It's not real. Words have no meaning. This individual, Cy Varshith Kandula, is not a Nazi. He doesn't wear a Hugo Boss Hitler SS uniform. He doesn't speak German. He's probably never been to Germany. He doesn't love the motherland. He's not a Nazi. The Nazis have been defeated. Where are the Nazis? Where is Hitler's army? So he's not a Nazi from the 1940s. So is he a National Socialist? Is that what you're saying? Certainly you wouldn't be saying that, because then you'd say he's a leftist. He's a socialist. That's the AOC wing. That's the Democrats. So they can't actually mean that he's a socialist, right? So what do they actually mean? Their nuanced language is, he's a Trump supporter. He's a conservative. He's a Christian. He's a Republican. It's all propaganda. It's the fake AI image of an explosion outside the Pentagon. It's a Nazi flag outside of a U-Haul truck driven by Cy Varshith Kandula to make people believe still that white supremacist Nazis are lurking around every corner. But what you really need to know is they're all Trump voters and they're all conservatives. There is no difference between the fake AI image of the explosion at the Pentagon and leftists telling you neo-Nazis.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I want to play a very important clip of KT McFarland, a former deputy national security advisor who was on Fox News, laying out the truth, saying the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA will rig the 2024 U.S. presidential election following their success in rigging the 2016-2020 election because they won't allow any candidate to win that would hold them accountable. There's also an interview with a congressman on InfoWars.com right now, and I'll get to that later, where the congressman says on national TV, look, the Justice Department doesn't respect us. They don't care how many crimes they commit. We've had a coup. We are ruled by the Justice Department in an alliance with the Democratic Party and the big corporations that finance them. And that's just the truth. Now, I've been saying that for decades, but now it's out in the open. And that's the good news. It'd be very hard for these criminals to govern us and rule over us when they're financing the drugs, the open borders, the child kidnapping, the pedophilia. All the corruption is coming from the top, and the Justice Department is there at the top to protect it. And they think they're going to get away with this? They're not. Again, there are so many high-level federal judges and high-level Border Patrol and high-level agency people that hate this and know it's wrong and know it's pure evil, and they're speaking out, and there's whistleblowers. So that's why I keep saying, the government is not our enemy. It's fashionable to say, oh, you know, let's arrest all the FBI and put them all in jail, or let's abolish the FBI. And that will probably need to be done. But the key here is that we have to prosecute the globalist crime cabal that's at the top. And you're talking about a couple hundred people in the federal government, a couple thousand managers globally, because it's the same system worldwide, but they're taking over. We're talking about maybe 3,000 managers and a couple hundred controllers. And by the way, I don't just say this. Henry Kissinger co-wrote a book or contributed to a book with the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, now about 15 years ago, called Superclass. And I've read other books they've written as well. And they say it's about 3,000 people worldwide that are the main manager class that run it all. And so it's those guys. I mean, they're the globalists. So, look, if somebody took over your house, you just have the police come remove them. You don't burn down your house because somebody moved into it and is squatting in it. That's the same thing. This is our country. These are our agencies. These are our universities. These are our systems. All we've got to do is recognize the New World Order, remove the corrupt cabals from the top, and not have a civil war. So a lot of people are like, Alex is being a wimp. He's kissing the system's ass. He doesn't want to burn it all down. It's the left that wants to burn it all down, ladies and gentlemen. They're the ones that want to destroy the infrastructure while they use it to gain power and control. That's the you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll be happy. That's this socialist singularity that Karl Marx talked about that the big banks are financing. It's a system of total slavery. Well, they're ultra-rich, and we're all slaves. Communism is the ultimate lie. Next hour, we're going to hear a very, very powerful, an excerpt from a very, very powerful 30-minute speech that was given to the EU Parliament recently that we're also posting to Infowars.com. But first, let's go to this clip where she says, we now have black and white evidence that the FBI interfered in the 2016 election when they failed to elect Hillary Clinton. They set out to destroy the Trump administration. And then she goes through what happened over the last 7 years and now what they're about to do again. This is really, really important. Share this clip. It's on Infowars.com. And understand, recognizing we live under a coup, recognizing that our government's been occupied by globalist operatives, and recognizing that they're not our government, that they're illegitimate, is the beginning of the end for these people. We can fix this peacefully with political and cultural awakening, with boycotts, with lawsuits, and with civil disobedience. But violence is their only hope. That's why violence is not the answer. We've got to decry violence. That's offensive violence. You know what Obi-Wan Kenobi says, and it's certainly true because they wrote the script based on things in history. We have to use the force for knowledge and defense, never for attack. Those that shoot first lose. In fact, if they can trick us into a shooting war, even if they start it, it's going to go from bad to worse. The globalists are counting on bringing down society while they're funding Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the rest of it. So I keep harping on information war and the truth. And realizing the government's not our enemy. It's been hijacked. It's too big. It's got to be reformed. It's out of control. But we do not want to be part of the Cloward and Piven collapse strategy. Now, here's the key clip.
We now have black and white evidence that the FBI interfered in the 2016 election. And then when they failed to get their candidate elected, Hillary Clinton, then they set out to destroy the Trump administration. So then go up to 2020. It was the CIA this time that got involved in the 2020 election with those 51 former Intel agents who talked about the Hunter Biden laptop as total Russian disinformation. Mm-hmm. So they've gotten away with it for two elections. They're for sure going to get away with it, try to get away with it in 24, right? Because there's no consequence. The difference is in 2024, the evidence is there. We now have the Durham investigation. We have all the congressional investigations. There is now hard evidence that there was election interference by the U.S. intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. They've got to be terrified. Those individuals have to be terrified that a Republican president comes in the 2024 election with a Republican attorney general, investigates them, and charges them all with the crimes they've committed over the last 8 years.
Well, we'll see about that. You're right. There are questions around these elections because of this interference. Do you think there will be election interference then in 24?
Take it to the bank. They will absolutely interfere in 2024. We're not sure how, but they will absolutely interfere, not only because they're not going to like whoever the Republican candidate is, but because they're going to protect their own hides. That's why they were talking to their own people, and the whistleblowers have brought this up, that they were told, don't put anything on paper, just tell us orally. They knew that they were doing stuff wrong. They knew that they were going to be liable for prosecution.
Yeah, it's too bad. I wish the media were more curious about all of this. Unfortunately, the media takes the narrative of the Democrat Party and runs with it and then tries to cancel anybody who's not on board.
Well, they're in the same position. They can't possibly admit they were wrong because that sort of undercuts their whole reason for being. So they're going to continue to have the fake narrative, and they're going to continue to cover up and pretend that nothing bad went on. I mean, they're all in it together. This is what the terrible thing is. These people are selling the country. They're just selling us out. Not only to foreign leaders, but they're interfering in our elections. They're tearing up the Constitution. Why? Because they want to protect their jobs. They want to protect their ratings. It just is. I never thought I would be this upset about how anybody in the government was performing, but this is just a gut punch to the American people.
It really is, and it's because you're a patriot. You don't want to see this kind of injustice. I agree with you. KT, it's good to see you. Thank you.
So when will justice be served is the ultimate question here. When will justice be served? There are innocent men and women sitting in prisons right now because of political persecution of the Democrat Party, when the real criminals at the top of the Democrat Party, like Barack Obama and Joe Biden, are yet free, continuing to run their operations against the American people. Truly a grave and dangerous injustice. And the sooner that gets corrected, the sooner we can get this country back on track. Now, we are going to be hearing again from Alex coming up in the next hour, getting into the speech about how the new trans religion, trans movement is just like a communist, Marxist, Maoism, Leninism tactic. And of course, and that's why they want to remove the Bible and the cross and the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance from the schools. And they want to replace it with pornography books and pride flags and gay flags and everything else under the sun that is unnatural and inappropriate for children. So, don't go anywhere as more breaking news from Alex coming up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, us being on air is still an important thing because we can move the narrative and we can push the Overton window with this platform, with this audience, with the impact and the influence that we have here. That's all of us together. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes that possible. Folks, if you're not filtering your water, I can't recommend it enough. We've got great supplements. I take the supplements. I love the supplements. You need Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X3, 25% off. But let me just tell you, if you're not filtering your water right now, you're crazy. Okay, you're crazy. There's all kinds of crap that they're putting in the water. There's all kinds of crap that they're finding in the water. From microplastics to lead to glyphosate. Not to mention the neurotoxin, fluoride that they put in there intentionally, your loving government. So please, please filter your water. Have a water filter at your house. Drink the clean water. And by the way, if you're drinking bottled water, this is going to save you money in the long run, because it's going to give you much more clean water to drink without having to purchase all those hundreds of bottles. InfoWarsStore.com, we have the best water filters at the best price. We did the research and delivered it to you. So get your water filter today, InfoWarsStore.com, and support the InfoWar.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming.